Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it is another Wednesday night that God has allowed us to come together to hear what God has to say to us in His Word. Another time where we fellowship with one another as members of the body of Christ. Hopefully on one accord. And as always, I have to just say thank you, because this program wouldn't be without each and every one of you. And I thank you for your commitment. I thank you for the love that you have for the Word of God. And I thank you for your commitment. I have to thank God for allowing me to be able to come back week after week, because I could stand and tell you tonight, it's not because I'm so good, and it's not that I do everything right, but I'm pressing and I'm doing what I believe God asked me to do. And again, I thank each and every one of you. Today is the last day of September. It's so amazing how time is just passing by. Time doesn't wait for anyone. Somewhere down the line, I heard you came through time, because time does itself. But it's our job to take the time that we are given and be the most productive person that we could be. And that gives God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, tonight our lesson is coming from the book of Romans, and we're going to expound on verses 1 through 6. And I pray that you have your Bibles. And we're going to go to God's throne of grace after we hear the song. And then we're going to expound on the Word of God together. You guys don't know. Many of you, I know your numbers now. Some numbers I still don't know. But it's so delightful when the board lights up and I see the number. And I know the name, and I know the person, and I know the joy. So I'm saying thank you for keep calling in. Again, I say, without you, there could be no Bible study at 8:30 on Wednesday night. So the title of our lesson is going to be, In Times Like These, We Should Let Our Faith in God Lead the Way. In times like these, I encourage you to let your faith in God lead your way. And you will understand it better when we get through. We're in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 6. At this time, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to go to the throne of grace.
Of a rainbow, sketch it into a wet sky. It's no wonder how he can and create a skyscraper tall. What kind of God can use a pattern of color to give it a name like bones? It's no wonder how he can do every little thing he does for me. And if it hadn't been for you, where would I be? I'd be at the bottom. When you told me there's a place at the top for me, I'd be on the back side. When you showed me there's a place in the front I should be, I'd be on the outside looking in. When you prepared me a table for unconditional love. What kind of God can take away my guilty shame and give me grace to rise above? It's no wonder how you can do every little thing you've done for me. If it hadn't been for you,
if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be? I can't even imagine. Because life has dealt us so many twists and turns, some that were caused by our own hands and some we had no control over. But God has always brought us through, some way, somehow. And he's not through with us yet. And that's why I got to allow my faith in God to lead my way. At this time, it's time to go to the throne of grace, and I'm extending the opportunity given by God to anyone who would like to pray tonight. God has extended an opportunity for anyone who would like to pray. All you need to do is press the one button on your phone, and I'll open your mic, and you'll go through the airwaves. This is an opportunity for someone to pray. Caller, your number is 504-908. That's Sister Rosemary Coleman. Your line is open, baby. Sister Rosemary?
I'm sorry. Father God, I come to you right now saying thank you, Father God. Thank you for all that you've done for us today and all that you're doing for us, Father God. And Father God, the lesson we're about to receive is on faith. And you know it's confirmation because I've had three lessons tonight and it was all about faith. So I know you're trying to tell us something, Father God. And I'm just saying, Father God, this lesson that we're about to receive, let us receive it, hold it in our hearts and our mind and meditate on it, Father God. So that we can go to, so that we can get closer to you and increase our faith, Father God. Increase our faith so we can stay focused on you. I'm asking you in all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, my sister. Thank you. We have another caller want to pray, and there's never too much prayer. So, caller, your number is 1-678-598. Your mic is open.
Father, thank you. There's no one like you, Lord God. You are holy, mighty, and just. You have set us apart for God and for yourself. We ask that you allow the smile on your face to shine upon us today. Lord, search our hearts for hidden wickedness and forgive us of our sins. We desire to identify our spiritual gifts that you have blessed us with. Holy Spirit, begin to reveal to us our path, the path which gifts and opportunities to bless those that you have prepared just for us. But more than that, help us to never lose sight of who you are. Lord, help us to not get caught up in seeking attention, but to seek after you. I thank you with all my heart. I am filled with joy because you are my Lord and my God. Thank you for your loving kindness. It is in the matchless name of Jesus I pray. Amen and thank God.
I don't know why that it's saying that, but if it happens to cut off, I'm just asking that you guys call back in because it seemed like it's on a timer. So if it goes off, I'm going to dial back in and you guys could dial in so we could keep going until we see what's going on. I pray that everybody had a great day. Y'all can still hear me? If anyone can hear me, can you press the one button on your phone? Praise be to God. All right, we're gonna keep going. I don't know what all of that means, but God got us still connected and on the air. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my sisters, for the prayers that went up. Thank you for letting me know that you guys can still hear me. Glory be to God. So when we look at our lesson today, in times like these, we should let our faith in God, not man, lead the way. We're seeing daily what man is doing. We see it. All of the powers that be, our leadership, the people over our children's schools, we see what man is doing. We got to have faith in God, not man, because the Bible teaches us that man will let us down every time. So when we place our faith in God, we have to allow God to lead the way. I'm going to do a little background on faith. So we could get to the essence of this. You see, when I was selected, when I selected this title, I wanted you to know that in times like these, we should let our then God lead the way. Because you see, if we walk in faith that has been given to us by God, we won't stumble and fall. You see, all of the events that are happening in the world today are challenging. They're challenging us on every side, and not just us in the city or the state, in the whole United States of America and countries abroad. This life is challenging. You see, there's so much uncertainty. Everything seems to be out of order, and we have no control over it. None. You see, lies are being spoken mildly as if they're true. We can't truly understand everything that's going on because the truth is compromised on every level. You may ask yourself, the question, what is this all about? Why something more just can't be done? And then each day, you might say, when will this madness go away? Or when will a change come? Or how long will it take? See, these are just some of the questions that I have asked, and I don't know about you, and you may have even more, but sometimes we want to know if the life as we know it is gone, and this way of life will be the new norm. Hallelujah. You see, all of these questions are being asked daily, and there are no answers in sight. Everybody got an opinion. One say the answer, the other one say it's wrong. No precise answer. No precise leadership. So we just in it, and we can't control it, and we don't know when it's going to end. But I want to tell you, if you walk by faith, your way will be straight. You see, the Bibles tell us that even though we are in this world, Christians not of this world, our true home is not in this sinful world. It is in heaven, the New Jerusalem, eternal life. Yes, there are bad things in this world, and yet there will be suffering. But believers can rest assured that there's a glorious kingdom that awaits for you. You know, many times in the Bible, God tells us that we have the, we take and choose and look at things we can see and place all our hope in it, place our dreams, create our dreams with it, and all of these things. But God wants us to know that this life is temporal. All of the things that you do for Christ is going to last. And besides that, this world don't love nobody. We should be setting our sights on the things above. And we shouldn't be taken, becoming uneasy, can't find our way by the different angles that this world uses. You see, that's the things that this world uses. It'll dangle something in front of you. It'll show you the bigger and the better materialistic things. It'll make you want to have something that don't belong to you. And it'll tell you it's all right. And we know why this is so. Because you got to remember that Satan is in control of this world. Now, I say that because that's what the Bible says. And even though he have control, first of all, it's limited. And God has the total control. And you can understand what I'm saying. When God allows Satan to tempt Job, and Job said, I'm going to do this, and could I do this, and could I do that to him? God told him, go ahead. So he took everything. See, we think this, what we're going through is hard. Watch this. In one day, Job lost all his health. Well, he didn't lose his health the first day, but he lost all of his family, all of his finances, all of his cattle, all of his everything in one day. So Satan was looking for Job to cave in. You know, we in, maybe 200 and something days of the pandemic, and some people have checked out by choice, couldn't take the pressure. But in one day, Job lost everything. So Satan went back to God because it didn't move Job to give up on God. So Satan went back to God and said, you know, well, what about if I mess with his health? God told him, do it. For those of us who are sick, to see that God has control. Satan made Job so sick, and he created boils all over his body. Job said he used to sit down with a piece of powder and just scrape all of the boils off of him in much agony and pain. And Satan sat back and watched, still didn't turn his back on God. And there wasn't nothing else to do but kill him. God said, you're not going to take his life. And if you read the book of Job and all of those chapters, when God told Satan, no more, you don't even see Job in the rest of the book. I mean, you don't see Satan in the rest of the book of Job. Satan knows his limits, but he's going to keep trying, y'all. He's going to keep planting things in our head. He's going to keep trying to get us to accept his perception. And once we do, it becomes our reality, and we no longer know who we are. You know, the Bible defines the world as the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You know, nah, I done said all of this. But I come to tell you. And then you see with Satan, when sin entered the world, it brought death, sickness, disease. Come on, y'all. Calamities, pestilence, famine. You know, that wasn't in the garden before sin. So let's understand. We don't know when this is our pandemic going to end. We don't know how it's going to end. We don't know nothing, but we know why it started, because of sin. So let's keep it in its right perspective, y'all. Because they got a lot of people, why God allowed it. God, not. Many times I'm asked, Sister Diane, did God cause the pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19? And this is my statement that I make all the time. Because the word of God lets me know that my thoughts are as high as the sky is from the dew on the ground, from God's thoughts. So I can't tell you the absolute mind of God. And everybody that gets up boldly and starts talking as if God came down and wrote it on a piece of paper and gave it to them. But I come to tell you this, that I know for sure. I do not know if God orchestrated the pandemic. But if he didn't orchestrate it, he had to allow it. And even in his allowing it, he's there working all things out together for our good. You see, God allowed Satan to test Job. But he was working it out together for the good. Because when Satan had to walk away, God gave him double for his trouble. You see, God was working out it out for his good, and he's doing the same thing for us. So we have to keep that in mind. And we have to hold on to what God has given us to be able to make it through the day. If you don't know what you need and you start each morning and you look at that news and look at that debate, and, you know, it just weigh you out, and you don't know what to hold on to, you're going to be constantly wore out. But I come to tell you tonight that God has given us something called faith. And watch this. If he has given everyone who accepts his son a measure of faith. Come on, y'all. So you say, what is this faith about? So I had to go to Hebrews 11:1, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us. Come on, y'all. You know, we say whenever God gives us a sign and allows us to go through something, the provisions is already there. So it's like the hope is waiting for us, even though we can't see it ahead. You know, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, if you could see it, you don't need faith. You see, we could see with our eyes. But you see, God has things for us in the spiritual realm that we can't see all the time with our physical eyes. But he has given us a thing called faith that allows us to hope, and then we can get a vision of what we're looking for in faith. And even though we can't see it, we wait for it. Because God promised. Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about this faith. But the problem with this is people places their faith in whatever they believe. So I'm going to get this out the way right quick. I'm talking about faith in God, the only true and living God, God who sent his son to die for us and allow his spirit to live in us and working all things out together for our good. And Jesus went to prepare a place for us where he is, we could be also. And God is going to receive us in eternal life. And the Holy Spirit is walking and talking with us right now, helping us to make it through the day. I'm talking about that God. Some people have their faith in their cause. Some have it in their education. Some people have their faith in how they look. They believe they look is going to give them thing they want. See, their looks is going to conquer everything they want, even though they can't see it. They want all of this money. So their looks going to get it. Their looks going to get them the man or woman they want because their looks is just, you know, that rocking. You know what I'm saying? So you got to place your faith in the right place, guys and girls. So we got to keep this in mind about faith. You see, so many times, see, in times like these, we have to hold on to the confession of our faith in God. Because if there's no other component in the Christian life more important than faith. You see, when we got faith in Jesus, it gave us access to grace. Now, how could you live in times like these without grace on your side? And what about grace, friend, mercy? You see, by faith, grace took and held hands with mercy. And they surround you, and they follow you, and they wait for you, and they talk to you. And they carry you through these times. It has protected those who haven't got COVID on the line and those who have got COVID and protected you because it healed you. I'm talking about faith, about grace and mercy, the partners with faith. Come on, y'all. And I want to give you a scripture, and then I'm going to go into the scriptures. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4 that says, blessed be to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of mercy and the God of all comfort. See, God holds our comfort in his hand, y'all. That's why I picked this scripture. And verse 4 says, who comforteth us in all of our tribulations. Hold on, my sisters and brothers. That we may be able to comfort them that which is in trouble. See, God gives you comfort sometimes, and he deliver on your faith so you could have a testimony to tell somebody else. If God did it for me, he could do it for you. That's why God gave us all of the characters in the Bible, because what he did for one, he'll do for the other, because he has no respect to persons. So the scripture goes on to say, by the comfort wherein we ourselves are comforted of God. So I just wanted to read that scripture because this scripture says that God is the comforter. And he's going to comfort you enough in this time that you could comfort somebody else. Hallelujah, y'all. But you see, we must trust God by faith. And this is the thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to get out of the background or whatever, talking about faith. I want you to really listen to what I'm fixing to say now. If we trust God for our salvation, if I ask anybody, you trust God for your salvation? Yes. If you could trust God with something that powerful, if you could trust God for your salvation, which is eternal, then how can you not trust him fully right now with these temporal issues of life? Do the math. Do the math, my sisters and brothers. And I'm going to read scripture 1 through 6. It says, therefore, being justified by faith. This scripture is talking about that same faith. You see, when we accepted Christ by that faith, we were justified. We were redeemed. We have received the promise that God got us. We became his child. We're justified by faith. And look what it goes on to say, what we're looking for at these times, and I'm trying to tell you tonight that faith could produce it. We have faith with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have peace. Now, we see that faith justifies and it gives us peace. Come on, y'all. You want some peace? By whom also we have access by faith into grace. Faith do that too. You see, and wherein we stand, the scripture says, in grace. But faith gives us the access to grace. And you know, wherever there's grace, there's mercy. I'm feeling happy, y'all. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Faith gives us hope. The scripture says peace. It says grace. Hallelujah. You're talking about faith, y'all. And look, if we look at number three, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation. See what it's telling you. Grace going to do all of that. But remember, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And the world going to do things that the world does. When a hurricane comes, it don't just flood the unsaved people. Come on, y'all. So they're going to be trials and tribulation. Because remember, the bad boy named sin is out. And he's always sticking out his head. So they said, not only so, but we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Come on, y'all. When you have a tribulation and you come through, that's what gives you patience. Worketh faith, y'all. Number four, and patience produces experience. You know, what experience you're talking about? Well, I can imagine it's like this. You know, I couldn't pay my bill, and some kind of way God came through. You know, I prayed, you know, and God helped me out. And then something else happened, and he helped me out again. So you have experience of God helping you out. That's what patience do, because you see, when you work, you're patient, you waited on God. And by you waiting on God, and he worked it out for you, you got the experience. And then it says, an experience, hope. And you see that experience give you hope, because now you know, hey, that God can work it all out. Number, and then it goes on to say, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It's a powerful scripture. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, you know, God chose that time. But look what it says. While we were yet without strength. See, God knew the perfect time and to send his son to save the world. Because, you know, the people was getting weak and they was running out of strength. And they wanted to know when. And they want to know why. Same thing with today. See, they want to know that. But if God said in his, God himself said, but in due time, he sent his son to die. So I want to let you know about the coronavirus tonight. In due time. Now, I don't even want to lead you astray. Because, you know, in my praying and meditating, you know, I done come to the conclusion that the change might not even come in my lifetime. A decent enough change. Or some things is going to change. But like I said earlier, this is going to be the new norm. Because some things ain't going to go back to like they was, y'all. Because they done found a new way to do something. And probably new ways to even cheat and so on and so on. Because remember, Satan is the ruler of this world. But the point I'm trying to say, in due time, Jesus died. And in due time, God can stop the coronavirus. He could change the leadership all around. You know, God said he'll remove somebody for you. He make room for your gift. God could do all of that. But I want to give you something else that I see in this scripture. These scriptures. And this should give you even more confidence to walk in your faith. You see, when we look at these scriptures, it talks about we have peace with God. So they're telling us in our circumstances and situations, whatever we're going through today, that God is right there with us. God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we know he's right in the middle of whatever's going on. Okay, name God, put God down for number one. So the scripture told us God is there, and I think you believe it. And God say, I'll never leave you, and I won't forsake you, and I'm going to be right with you, and I'm holding you up when you fall, and you might slip and fall, but I'm going to pick you up. You know, God is right here. He's right here today, September the 30th, 2020, working it out together. So number one, we see God is here. And they say God by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. We have peace through God for what Jesus has done for us. So we're going to put Jesus as number two. And then the scripture goes on to say, rejoice in the hope and the glory of God. So we know God is here. We know the Holy Ghost is working with us. And then it comes down to verse number five. And it says, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God, that same God, God gave us peace, God gave us love, he justified, he gave us faith. Come on, y'all. He dropped down grace. Jesus is the grace. He dropped that down. One of these little scriptures, y'all. Glory be to God. So we know God is on the scene. We know Jesus is on the scene. And now I said abroad, the love of God is still abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. So this telling us that God gave us the Holy Spirit. Now watch how it go. Y'all know God had created the world and everything in it, the earth and everything in it. He made a garden. He placed mankind. They messed up. He made a sacrificial system, and he put down some laws, and they messed up. God knew they couldn't do all 613 laws, and he knew that the blood of a bull could not take away the sins of the world. But he just let it be temporary. He let it be an example of what he was going to bring, the real deal, the once and for all. So when we look at the plan of God, so this scripture telling us God is there, Jesus is there, and we read that the Holy Ghost is not dying now. I know you got your Bible, and I know you read it ahead of time, but in these scriptures, 1 through 6, we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost working on our behalf. And the way for us to keep him working and have it activated, it says we are justified by faith. Y'all can't lose with what God used. I'm just telling us tonight, keep our eyes on him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. God is working all things out together for our good, y'all. But he do it on his own time. And we don't know if he orchestrated this or he's just allowing it. And either way, he's still working it out for our good. You see, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is standing up and looking. Jesus at the right hand of the Father, and Father sitting in the throne, and the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And Jesus is constantly interceding for our behalf to the Father. Do you think God, Jesus said, could you imagine? Because, see, Jesus is not a Savior that don't know our infirmities, because he took on the flesh of a man, and he walked to earth, the earth, and he got a lot of oppression like we have right now. He got a lot of police brutality because they whipped him all night long, and they nailed him to the cross, and they put thorns on his head, and they hung him on the cross. They stuck a sword, a spear in his side. And guess what? He had not committed a crime. That a cross alone for all the world to go free. No, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for you, and there's a cross for me. Come on, y'all. When we look at the Old Testament, John the Baptist was laying out the way for Jesus to come, talking about repent and be baptized. They don't ever say John the Baptist sinned, but because he was telling the truth, he was beheaded. And I'm not minimizing the stuff that's going on now. But I want you to know there's nothing new under the sun. So if you're going to panic, don't panic before time. Hold on to the confession of your faith. Let God lead your way. Let the word of God be your moral compass in our walk today. And yes, it's terrible. And yes, it's a lot going on. But God is in control. And God does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, for who he wants. You know, I'm not minimizing anything. You see, faith gives us access to that grace. God has told us his grace is sufficient. I want y'all to know God's grace is sufficient. Sufficient for what? You see, by God's grace, I can say, I don't know what I will face today, but this I do know. I have been given amazing grace to face everything right now, right here, later, and beyond. You got to get a faith walk going on, baby. Get rid of your swag and put a faith walk on. You see, we must have faith that God got this. You know, yes, there's a pandemic. It's injustice. They got fires in the West. People are committing suicide daily and hurricanes. We had them back to back to back. Nobody had never, ever seen that before. Our finances could be getting funny and sicknesses everywhere. People are struggling with knowing if they're going to have shelter over their head. Come on, you. Now, brutality on every side, unrighteous leaders, and the list goes on and on and on, and things could be added to it. Because whatever state you're in is an issue for you. So as I close tonight, I just come to give you encouragement. See, sometimes we can't be encouraged because we're using the wrong strategy or we're using the wrong information. Everything that we need is in the Bible. No question could be asked that the Bible can't answer. But we have to study it. God has all kind of promises in there for times like these. But if you don't read the Bible, you won't know them. And that's not on God, that's on us. But God said, you are my children. If you accepted my son, you became an heir and a joint heir along with Jesus Christ. You are now my children. He's saying, what would a heavenly father on earth that could be evil would do for their child? He's saying, what more would I do? And the whole world is mine. The Bible said, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and everything. He said, what would I hold back from my children? And God told us to always look, because there's a brighter day when we accept Christ and we allow faith to be our God and we use the Bible as our moral compass and we trust God and we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. That's the other thing. Learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So if we're doing these things and we're praying and we studying and we cooperate with the Holy Spirit and all these things work to make it work together for your good. God's got this, y'all. How could you ever think that God don't have it? God is in total control of everything. God got this, y'all. So we're just having a confidence and a blessed assurance and knowing this. You know everything is going to be all right. So as I close tonight, I just want you to know, my brothers and sisters, I can't tell you when and I can't tell you how, but I know God is working it out. And you see plenty of the weapons that they are formulating on us right now, they're not going to prosper. And no matter what goes on around you, God has the ability in some kind of way make you make it through. So I leave you with, I just want you to know that help is on the way. And that's my lesson for tonight. Any questions, concern, anybody would like to add something to it? Anybody have a testimony? Anybody want to talk about how God is bringing them through? Anybody want to talk about the good news of Jesus Christ? Anybody would like to talk about anything, God is affording the opportunity. I have three callers that have pressed the one button, and if you have a desire to talk, if you press the button again, I can't tell. I'm going to open your mic, but if you don't want to say anything, I'm going to just keep it moving. So the first caller, your number is 504-338-05. If you would like to say something, you can, but you don't have to. Caller, your number 504-430-48. If you would like to say something, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. Caller, your number is 985-77471. Your mic is open if you would like to say anything. You can.
Hello, Sister Diane. This is Diane McBride. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
Well, I've got trials and tribulations, you know. But I'm just praying to God that every burden is lifted off of you so you can keep teaching us and the Holy Ghost can just run through you and teach us the way you do. So I want all your burdens off of you, and I'm praying for God for that. And anybody on this phone, I want the burdens. I don't care if it's sickness, drugs, imprisonment, I don't care. I just would like all that lifted off of them. And I'm just praying for God for that. And, no, I've been having some struggles lately. And your message is so, so wonderful. It always is. And so, I need to study more. I know I do. And you keep reminding me when you talk to me. Sometimes I talk to God like 3 times a day. And sometimes I only talk to him like every other day. And I want more of a relation. I want him to know me really well. excuse me?
That, baby, God knows you. God knows all of his children. God can see your heart.
He can.
You got
he
that
can.
From God.
And yeah, I always had it from him. But once I was baptized, I think in 07, I really gave myself to the Lord. I heard his voice out loud one time in my house. And then, of course, I hear him speaking to me from time to time inside of what to do. And I love to listen to him because when I listen to him, I get inspired. I see things that are why he wanted me to do things. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And I don't understand anything at first, but it seems like once I do things, I do understand. It might be a year or so later, but I understand it eventually, you know? And I'm just trying to keep up a big relationship with him because I want him to know me really well. And I want to know him really well, too. And I am, you're the smartest woman I ever met, and I want to bless you and your whole family. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much, Sister Meg Bride. I love you too.
I love your grandson
and I want
your son. I just love you.
Yes, ma'am. I love you too. And I want you to know that's a trick of Satan, making you think that you're not good enough for God at times, and sometimes you might be. He wants you to waver. But know this, you belong to God. The scripture in Romans 8:1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who love the Lord. Jesus Christ took away our sins. God no longer see your sin. He only see his son when he look at you. Now, what you have to do is realize that. Because God no longer condemn you. You condemning yourself. And that's a trick from the devil.
And I talk to God about that. I have 2 sons, and I love them so much. So as much as I love my sons, would he let his son go through? I pray to him about that, for loving us so much. And then for what Jesus went through with no sin, loving us so, so much. It's something that I can't wrap my arms or my heart or my mind around.
That's how much he loves us, babe.
I know. It's great. It is. And I love you, too. And I love everybody on the program.
Thank you, my baby.
Okay, thank you.
I just got another button being pressed. Caller, your number is 504-715. Your mic is open. Minister Elyria Mackey.
Yes, ma'am. To my sister, Sister Meg Bride, Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. The righteous will go through affliction. Just wanted to express that.
Thank you. You want me to ask her, did she get it? Or you think she did? Well, thank you so much, Sister Mackie. Sister Mackie, since your mic is open and it's time for us to leave, can you lead us out in prayer, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Most gracious God, we thank you for tonight, O God. We thank you for opening up our understanding, Lord God, that we were able to understand and comprehend your word, Lord. God, in that we will be enlightened with your word. Because, God, we're not exempted from the enemy. The Bible said the thief come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, and he's coming after the body of Christ. And, God, I pray for each one in the household of faith, Lord God, that they would be encouraged and that they would hold on and keep going, Lord, because many are the afflictions of the righteous. But I'm so glad that you didn't stop there, Lord. You said you will deliver us continuously out of them all. And for that, I am grateful that we can stand on your word and your promises, because in you it is yea and amen. And, God, we just thank you for Minister Diane, Lord God, that you just keep giving us strength, Lord, because your word declares the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, God, sometimes we have to leap for joy, as your word says. But I just thank you, Lord, for everyone that tuned in on the computers, oh God, those that called in, Lord. Oh God, I just thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you that you're raising up armies that standing firm on your word. And God, I thank you because your word declares that we draw strength one from another. And I thank you, and I lift up the body in Jesus' name, I pray. And I thank you for this Wednesday night, Lord God, and we're looking forward to next Wednesday, Lord. And we just pray for the list, oh God, of those that are on the prayer list for Wednesday night Bible study. God, I ask that you would touch right now minds and hearts, Lord, that you would deliver. And most of all, God, before I leave this line, I'm thanking you for those that you're steady adding to the body, because you said you saved such as to be saved, and you add to the body of Christ daily, Lord God. And we thank you. We reverence you. We magnify and glorify the name of Jesus. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Minister Mackie. And thanks to Minister Paula Cloud for her prayers earlier. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. I thank you. Thank God for those who was praying in their hearts. I thank God for those who appreciate the Bible study on Wednesday night and the prayers that go up. Pray for me, y'all, as I pray for you. That's our program for tonight. To God be the glory. You got to keep on studying and pressing so you could grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ now and forevermore. Good night and be blessed.